I thank the delegation of the Russian Federation for their intervention. Colleagues, we could not have consensus on item 4, and there is no consensus in continuing with our meeting without confirming the rules of procedure. There was a proposal for an informal setting to which I had indicated that the rules of procedure for amended protocol 2 makes no such provision. Annual meetings over the past years proceeded in public settings. My preference is that we continue with this practice. As the elected president of this conference, I would like to urge all high contracting parties to work towards finding a solution to the current impasse so that we can continue with the business of the day. My distinguished colleagues, as it is, I am extremely hesitant to entertain any request for us to have our meeting in an informal setting, as this would mean that none of the rules regulating the conduct of our business would apply, and more importantly, how this would contribute towards achieving the aims and objectives of our treaty, that is amended protocol 2, and how this would work towards upholding its integrity. As such, I do not think that it would be in the interest of any delegation, in particular any of the high contracting parties to amended protocol 2 gathered here in this room. It would therefore be ideal to proceed as previous meetings by adopting the rules of procedure, as this would go a long way in upholding the integrity of our treaty. Indeed, its continued credibility. And for us to achieve that, I'm of the view that this may require flexibility and agility on our part, all of us. In deliberating whether we should adopt the rules of procedure, in what format should we do so, I would like to plead with you to spare a thought for those who will be negatively affected by our continued stalemate and lack of engagement, which amended Protocol 2 ultimately serves to protect. Think about the implications of the absence of substantive engagement on the integrity of our treaty. In view of continued stalemate, and with a view to unlocking the current stalemate, I wish to propose a way forward. In view of the continued stalemate, and with a view to unlocking the current stalemate, I would like to invite all interested high contracting parties to room 25 for an informal consultation. I repeat, all interested high contracting parties to an informal consultation. By high contracting parties, I mean high contracting parties to amended protocol 2. The objective of these informal consultations would be to explore the possibility of unlocking the stalemate, perhaps in a different room, sitting towards a different direction. We will miraculously find a way to unlock the stalemate. The presidency is of the view that we need to give ourselves a chance to making a success of our meeting and have some level of substantive discussions It is therefore my intention that the informal consultations would take place from 12 o'clock to 12:45. We can therefore reconvene here immediately after and chart a way forward. I thank you. I see no objection to the proposal of the presidency, and therefore I will suspend the meeting.